Zoltzeraie, der Zivor ist noch Kaie. Zoltzeraie, der Trabligel schmeguiz, und die Schitte auf Rashi, und die Pshat auf Rashi, nach dem Pshat ist. So, now again. Und mit der Hilfe des Rebisch Rabbinu Gershon, und ich muss sagen, ich muss sagen, wie sich die Welle, Mas kam ich als hier von Mamas Necke wie vor. Sie war zirchen die Frühlche, die Schoen ist Ruche so und so, die Sidron ist Ruche, die Ruche wie zwei, so die Bosse schon nach zwei. Wie hast du immer sich in Boi so Necke, in dem die Sidron noch mal zurück in die Fische. Kiemen wir euch die Spare. Wie kein Bereie, hast du mit dem, wo kein Rebus in Ohne. Im Wahr, die haben die noch den Sirche, aber mach aus Necke. Wie aus der Schatten die Watt gemacht mit Fische. In other words, der Trabniger schon ein Gewiss mit Rasches Pferd. Schema dein und nicht immer necke. Na, period. Now, things we start discussing. Another issue. That's the question of Uno has Kucho le Humo Kisino. The two machines are Rasch. Wie Uno has Kucho le Humo, wie Etzlo, that means it's Kisino. Pirash Bikuntres, Maise Boliodi, wie schaut es Pirabini Yaki von Rabi Yaker, wie Tirol Lech, und Pirash Litaime mit Tama Isen, wie Nira Leidi Shop. Nadu Rabi Yaker, wie Yaker, Rashi Srebi, Hell, das ist Mutter. Wie Rabi Tam Posa Klinse, wie Oma, die Chola Machir, Unos, Ucho, wie Umo, Machu Trebis, wie Israel. Very sharp expression, I mean, that Rabi Tam uses against the psak of his own grandfather Rashi. I mean, Rashi is mater. And he says, Ramitam, his grandson, says that called Hamachil, Uno Hasrukhol Yumo, Machil famously Israel. But we find it very shady. So he says, Machil famously Israel, the Nira Tarameis, Ramitam agrees with the Tarameis. Die Robbe lo hirschir alo bitrei une wie ume, alo bitrei une, wie ume, ein schem une ole alo, alo schem rehe, gidom a Robbe, hei une jesch lo le rehe, wie miso, schino me goyre, ul kach kol uo, schem im umo, umo that's like mother, imo, umo, imo, mother on, so lefi sheino bichlal une is, die schem rehe ole alo, shezeu iker ole rehe, und wie ohne Hiterowe, wo ich im Vorhinein bekannt habe, Sheimi bimeitra chose, in the chest area, kilikamo, veino, so, veino misparekes, in other words, it's not in the chest area, so it's very narrow, it's relatively narrow, so then it's not likely to become detached. It cannot be torn away. Anything that is in the Meitzer Achose, in the chest area. Avo biumo, the Hane Reye, loid, in other words, because if it's in the area of the ribs, so there it's a very narrow area. So the melee, if there isn't enough space for the Reye to spread out so much. So the melee, so it's Eno Misparekes. Avo biume, that's not in the Mitzra Jose, dan reye loyitia, vala matelovera, la matelovera. So what is the Shita from the Tam? The Shita from the Tam is that the distinction between ume and une is not an arbitrary. It's not an arbitrary distinction, classification, just a matter of semantics. That's the Shita of Rashi. The Shita of Rashi of Yakibar of Yakera is in accordance with the concept of modern science. In other words, that actually there is no ume and une. Let's say, in any biology book, so it will tell you that they are seven lobes in the lung. Seven lobes in the lung. In other words, you have four lobes on the right side of the lung, and you have three lobes on the left side of the lung. Four and three. And Rashi says the same thing. And Rashi says, Ume is also Ume. But why do we say? And the Gemara doesn't even call it Ume. We don't find in Gemara the term Ume. We don't find it in Gemara. Why? Because Al-Pedin, Ume, Ume, the Tainach. But the Shemin coined the special name Ume in order to identify it from the relatively smaller lobes of the lung. It's one lung There are two wrongs. I mean, the right wrong and the left wrong. So the right wrong is branched out into four lobes, and the left wrong is branched out into three lobes. This Rashi. But the Ramatam says no. Ume is one thing. Ume, that's the wrong itself. And Ume, that is, branches out. It branches out from the Ume. From the Ume. So in Melee, when the sins, the Gemara mentions only Hanet Alte Ume, the Srichel Adode, the Kesidron, is Hanet Rebisaya, so that means only two Umes that are Srichel Adode, Kesidron. But the Ume and the Ume that are Srichel Adode, Kesidron is also different. Why should there be a difference? So the answer is, because the two Umes are in the Mitzvah Achozi. There it's relatively narrow. So it cannot be disparate. Mashenkein. The Ume is not in a relatively narrow place. So Mele, it can be disparate more readily. So that's why even Kisidron, so it's late. Alright. So the way Tesis describes it, it would appear that all the Rishonim except for Rabbi Yakir and Rashi agree with the Sheikh of Hamletam that Umo Hasrucho lo Yuno Kisidron is free. But that's the way Tesis describes it. But you see how the Shulchan Aruch passed it. So that's the Psak of Mechaber, that's the Psak of the Ramor, and didn't go the Ramor in the Strefes, so he's Chilk and Mechaber on many points, and he's Machmir, but on this point, what in regard to the case of Umo Hasrucho Uno Kisidron, so Tetzu says all the Rishonim except Rabbi Nishleime and Rabbi Yakir, they hold Yisya. But the Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber, Rabo, all the Poskim, they all passed like Rabbi Yakir and Rashi. Not like Rabbi Tam. Even though Tesis says that all the Rishonim are Chilik and Rashi. So apparently, I mean, in the later generations, so all the Chachmei Yisrael agree with Machriya like Rashi. And no one is Machriya. Alright. So he says, Kulamatir. Because of Rizal, Rabbi Gershon, Rabbi Nachshon, Virach, Rabbi Shmuel, Virib, Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Matir. Uftes is Rabbi Yehuda, Motzosi Lehat, Vishem Rivo. Vihiloi Habe Ume, Bechwal Ume, Loititito Shaloi Kisidron Bismayl. I mentioned it last time. Now is the Raya. Virobo Mastam, Baby Min, Baby Bismayl. So he mentioned the Raya to Rashi Shite. Because according to Rabbi Tam Shite, that the halacha of Sirche Kisidron is kosher, applies only to Unes, not to the Nune and the Nune. So then we can visualize on the left side the case of Trei Une, the Sriche Lado, Bishlein on the right side. So how many Unes are there on the right side? Three Unes. Besides the Uma Yemonis, the Madalon, the right Madalon, the Ume Yimonis, they are three Unes, 3 years of the long, three lobes of the long. So they have the Uno Aruch of Ovo, and you have the Uno Enzois, and we have the Uno Hamispachalis. So the Mele, we can visualize a case where it is shamokisim, in other words, on the right side. If there is an addition between the una aruch of the ovo and the una mispatzalis, so that's not the anak adjacent. But on the left side, so besides the ume, you only have two unes. You only have the uno mishucha kichetz and the uno elieno. That's all. And the uno mishucha kichetz and the uno elieno are adjacent to each other. So it's memele, it's always kisidron. So, but Rabbi mentions a case of shaloi kisidron. So, if you want, you can say, when Rabbi talks of a case of shaloi kisidron, he has reference to the right uness, not to the left uness. The left uness, we cannot visualize a case of shaloi kisidron, because there are only two uness. So, but that's vechak, it's mashma, that being on the right side, that being on the left side, we can visualize a case of shaloi kisidron. So bishleimi, if we say, like Rashi, that ume and une the time half, so mele we can visualize on the left side also a case of isir shaloi kisidron. If the addition is between the umo smolis and the uno alieno, so it's not adjacent, because the uno mishuch kichetz intervenes, is interposed between the uno smolis and the uno elieno. So then it's a case. But if we are going to say, like Havleta, that ume, if kisidron is kshel, so the mele, when Rome says that only shaloi kisidron is straight, and kisidron is kshel, so he must have reference to tuunes. To tuunes, how can you have tuunes on the left side ki shaloi kisidron? But if we say then again, there is another machlokes Hashem. There is another machlokes Hashem. What does it mean kisidron? So according to many Rishonim, kisidron means if the sircha is between two adjacent groves, and it doesn't make any difference whether the sircha is between the chitoch of one and the chitoch of the other, the cross surface of one and the cross surface of the other, or between the gav of one and the gav of the other, that means the exterior surface of one and the exterior surface of the other, or between the chitoch of one and the gav of the other, or the shepule, between the two extremities, the very final edge of an une and the shipure, the final edge of the other. So in either case, as long as there is an addition between two adjacent lobes, it doesn't have to be just between the chituch of one and the chituch of the other. It can even be between the gav of one or the gav of the other, or like this, or even like this. So then it's kisidron. Then the Arishonim who say that when do we say that kisidron only if the tzircha is between the chituch of one and the chituch of the other. So, but if it's between the gav of one and the gav of the other, so then even kisidron will be traved. So according to that shite, there is no right, because we can visualize a case of shaloi kisidron even on the right side. In other words, and where the addition is between the uno mishucho kechetz and the uno elieno, but the sircha is not between the chituch of one and the chituch of the other, but between the gav of one and the gav of the other. But if we say that when the sircha is between two adjacent lobes, it doesn't make any difference how the sircha developed, whether it developed between the chituch of one and the chituch of the other, or between the gav of one and the gav of the other. So the question is, on the left side, We cannot even visualize. Shaloi kisidron, it should be trained, it should always be kosher, and it's mashma, that being on the right side, being on the left side, so we can visualize a case where it's trained. That's what he said. Do we have a little bit of a No ka, rove une, vashmino, da filu une shalom yisidon preibe, ki nifoj bi kontres, vi ave no ka une asrucho ve umo, hava amine de une bi une, afilu shalom yisidon, is kshet. Alright, so that is the 2 days, and we passed. Now, we passed in regard to the machlokes Rashi and the other Rishi and Rabbi Tam, in regard to the case of una asrucho ve umo, kisidon, so we passed. All the poskim passed, like Rashi and Rabbi Yakeh, that Kisidon is kosher because there is no basic, there is no essential distinction, and between ume and une, it's arbitrary. Every ume is an une, and you can call une a ume. It's just a question of semantics. All right, so we'll leave it here. Now, for next time. Omar Rav Yisei Bar Yumer Omar Rav Nachman. Very Hasmuch Olidei. I mean, this is more you already went over. Connection to this. Takshon Chesom Eda Rav Yita.
Yudzayin Sivan Hashar Takshon Aleph, June 19th, 1981.
Ve'yom Arove. First line, I'm very proud. Hane Tarche Bue. If you have two contiguous cysts, they are contiguous, they join each other. So less lebdikusi, so then it's free. If you have two, in other words, if it's two, even though they touch each other, but as long as it's two, so it's free. And no dick in the world will make it move. But suppose it is one, and it's not really two, but it looks like two, so then we have to determine whether it's two cysts or one cyst. So how do you determine whether it's two cysts or one cyst? My finasino is really thought, ubazinolei, and we detach and we separate. Ishakaladode, if one empties out into the other, so it's a raya that it's one cyst, even though it looks like two. Uksheo, viroi, but if when you take a thorn and you separate one from the other, it doesn't empty out into the other, so it's a raya, it's two contiguous cysts, not one cyst. So maybe two cysts is fine. So in other words, so the flaw is that if on the lungs you have just one boy, one cyst, it's not right. If you have two cysts, two boys, so then it is. Rashi, Tarte boys, we had the kind of Roven, the Smuch and the Machmas Neke. Show you on the way, the Elo are Neke, the Sabuis, Alolus, we will. In other words, so why do we say that two contiguous cysts, they join each other? So, Yisrei, not because of Itar v'machosatzim, but if they are two contiguous cysts, they join each other, so it's a raya, so it's symptomatic of a nekev that already occurred. Chode umirse ze kitarte, v'imachas v'nire kemin sedek, v'yemtzioso, v'deinu lebeis, so then we have to test it. Bazinoi, bachem sedel, if we separate it, with the tongue, right. Ve'yomarove, hey, Yisrael Reye, apikilate gavre, plote mimine vitalte mismele. In other words, when you take the behemoth, you turn it over upside down, with the legs up, and then the front of the lungs is facing the person, so then the right side of the lung happens to be the same as the right side of the person who is facing it. Is it like this, when you face somebody else, so your right is opposite the other one's left, and vice versa. So in order to make it that the right of the lung should be the right of the person that is facing the lung, so you have to turn, suspend the behemoth upside down, with the legs up. So then, on the right side of the lung, and the melee, when the lung is placed in that position, so it means also on the right side of the person who looks in law. So we have realness, three lobes, three ears. And on the left side, we have two lobes. We are not Hey, Yone, Yisle, Abig, Labig, Abig. Plotten, Mine, Vitate, Mismele. Chosi, O Yetzer, O Yichovi, Vtreife. Suppose you have, instead of three lobes, so you have two lobes on the right, so it's straight. Suppose instead of three lobes on the right, you have four lobes on the right, it's straight. Suppose, now normally, so there are three lobes on the right, and two lobes on the left, suppose it's reversed. That the long has, the long's head, three on the left and two on the right. That's holy. So it's also fake. Because here it's fake for two reasons if it's holy. Because if it's holy, so it means it's a chosher in one and it's a yeser in the other. So, and double score, so it's fake when it's holy. Alright. Plot me mine di beime vil me atava kish tu im ragleo me meo klape atav yasir svil li rove di chinotel dom. Why do we say that yasir actually in the treife, so we have a treife of nikahare. Of course if nikahare is treife, so nikahare is certainly treife. But why is yesir? Why is yesir treife? The answer is because there is a loche of kol yesir chinotel dom. Yes, as we have to know the name. We will see what the Kavu is saying. Kida Amri Lom Bishom. We will see. We know the name. So he says, Rabbi holds that it's the Chinoto Dom. He says, we will see what the Kavu is saying. Kida Amri Lom Bishom. Because the Gemara soon says, we will see what the Kavu is saying, Rabbi Bishom. But why did Rabbi say that Yiseres is also trei? If it has an extra lobe? Because of Kol Yesa Kemelotam. V'lesel Kitab Vosigam V'nevi Som V'royisi Sheikh Shir Omer Rabbi Yaakov Avol B'chotzer V'choliv Haloche Kimei Yisei V'lekem And the Polik. Alright. How will you say it? There was a loan that had an extra lobe. The Asoyer Mikam Yes, what is it?
Someone mentioned the
call
yes or not to
Rami.
What does it mean? Anything that's extra is
not like it isn't. In other words, suppose a behemoth have two hearts, or a behemoth have two livers. Now, nitla kovei v'gamre is certainly faith. According to one version, the way he passed it, even if it's not v'gamre, as long as kazayis is not left, so it's faith. So nidala kovid is treife. So if it has two creating, two reverts, it's also treife. Now, so
what does it mean? Not like it's chaser.
Like chaser.
So it's like it has no liver at all.
Has no liver at all. If it has two hearts, so suppose the heino would have no heart, it certainly would be treife. If it could possibly live, you know, for one moment. So let's say the heino is born. I mean, that could happen. A heino was born without a heart. Possibly for a very short while. For a very short while, let's say, assuming that it could live. So, and then somebody, so suppose someone would, but suppose a behemoth is born with two hearts, it is also present. Now, the Chumash Rashba says, in that Chumash, so the Rashba says that this cloud of Chayim Nechayo, so it only applies to Chosen. But not to Yosef. Yosef is Chayim, and still in favor. So from the Rashba it's also a Chayim. We mentioned it. That the Aloha of Chayim is only a Simen. It's only a Simen. It's not just an insignificant Simen, you know. Simonim are also of two kinds. You know, sometimes something is a Simen, it just, you know, isn't. There is no connection. And sometimes it is a Simen, but it's not just an accidental simen. It's a significant simen. In other words, according to the, we answered many gemaras. From all the rishonim it appears that treifin achayo is not the basis of this treifa. It's treifa because of halacha l'mishum sinai. There is an extra din of treifa that the Rambam shite. I mean, Rambam shite also if it's late olamos. But besides that, there is halacha of the treifas of halacha l'mishum sinai. It has treifas. That is halacha l'mishum sinai. So it's treifa because it's treifa chayo, not chayo. So the male, even if it lives, let's say because the Achneset lives, or because it's Shishtana Teva, or because the treif in the Chayo only means without therapy, but through therapy, as the Nitziv says in Rambam, and I said that Ramban Shit is also like that, because the Nitziv says there's a machleker between the Rambam and Ramban, but we said that the Ramban could agree with the Rambam. In other words, or Rabbetam, that treif in the Chayo means without therapy, and that's why the Rambam says that treifa sodom is chayo, because even without therapy, so the hashgoche will manipulate that therapy should be administered. I mean, without the person even knowing. So in all these cases where the behemoth lives in normal span of life, it's still treifa, because it's only a simen, but it's not a simen that there is no connection, because Gemara says many times that it's not a treifa because it lives. So what? The answer is, true, it's not the basis of the Shem Treife, but the fact that it doesn't live indicates the extent of the defect. In other words, if it is the kind of a defect that the behemoth could live without therapy, without anything, so what kind of a... So it's not even a substantial defect. If not, it's not even a substantial defect. So, but if it is a kind of a defect that the behemoth, let's say, if it's left alone, could not live only through therapy being administered. So that means that the chisorin is a very substantial chisorin, not an insignificant chisorin. So in that sense, it's more than an ordinary semen. But it's not the basis of the shem, trait.
The
verse to
give an example, the name was two letter, two
letter. So the Rashbo says that this cloud of faith in the Chayo, that's only Gabi Chisoy, not Gabi Yeser. But still, even though a Yeser, a Behemo, let's say, now, if a Behemo has one hind leg missing, so it's a trade. Suppose it has, instead of two hind legs, it will have three hind legs, it's trade. It's treifa, because kol yeser cannot done it. So according to the Rashbo, a behemo that has just one hind leg and the other hind leg was removed, or it's missing, was born without it, so it's in a chayo. But if it has three hind legs, it's also treifa. But this is chayo, it can live in enormous span of life. And still it is a treifa. So we see that the in a chayo is not a basis. But it can be an indication. It can be an indication of the substantial defect, of the extent of the defect.
Okay, but when we say that Kodeshkinatadami, does Kinatadami mean, does that act only upon the extra liver or also on the original liver? In other words, we're going to give an example of two.
No. Kodeshkinatadami means that we have to imagine a sieve, the one liver, as if the liver had been missing altogether, a behemoth without a liver. So then it would be a trait.
Okay.
So mainly, if it has two livers, it's also a trait. Yes.
What is the difference between
Misul
Kenneth? How are we...
And what?
And
Misul Kenneth
that we discussed...
Misul Kenneth, I mentioned it. One second. Misul Kenneth means it's Neitel Lomus. Now, let's say, according to the Rambam, there are two categories of treifas. One is based upon halacha l'mishum sinai, and the other one is based upon neitel lomus. Alright, as far as the treifa of that is based upon halacha l'mishum sinai, so Mr. Kenneth is not one of those treifas. But there is another category of treifa that is based upon neitel lomus, so every Mr. Kenneth should be treifa on the basis of neitel lomus. So the Gemara Daf Lamed Vov Lamed Zayin in Chum says that treifa is a behemo that has a chisor, and Mr. Kenneth is a behemo that doesn't have a chisor. Sometimes a behemo is neitel lomus, and the same thing could be true of a human being. Sometimes a person is neitel lomus because of a certain organic defect, because of a certain chesom, and sometimes a person or a behemoth is not alone because of a functional defect. So misikenes that is mutabachil only because chesidus not to eat it, but al bedin if you shecht it before he dies, even though we expect that it will die within the next half hour. So it's mutaras bachile. That means if the behemoth is misikenes because of a functional defect. But if the behemoth is misikenes, is not alomus because of an organic defect, that is nitulachio elia. So it's because of organic defect, then it's a threat. Alright. Hahu yiseir. There was a loan that had an additional loan. The asol ikami de mareima. Have Yosef Rabacha above. So Rabacha was sitting at the gate of mareima. Omalei, Maya Moloch, so Rabache, when the person who had the shayla along, so when he walked out from Mereima's house, so Rabache wanted to know, he asked him, what did Mereima tell you? Omalei Achshir Mereima. So he said, the person who had the shayla said to Rabache, Mereima was matamir, was matamir, this long, this behemoth, that has an extra long. Omalei is Rabache. Rabache said, Hodak, I will come. Now, because Rabache knew of Rovis Memre that Yisera is straightforward. So he thought, maybe Merema didn't understand the Shaila of that person. So he didn't make it clear. And that's why Merema told him it's kosher. Hodak, I will come. Go in again and mention all the facts. So he did. Omalei, so Mereima understood that the reason is why that person came again with the Shaila, because Rabache probably must have talked to him. So Omalei, so he said, Zilaimalei. So Mereima said to the person, tell the one, Imam Yosef Abodi, tell Rabache, the one who sits at the gate, Lesil Chesekawas the Rabbi, he says. I know what is bothering him, because my psak is contrary to what Rabbi said. But Allah is not like Rob. The Hanemile, in other words, that he says Sune is Ksheo. That's what Mereima said. That if a long has an extra loaf, he's still Ksheo.
The Uno?
An extra Uno, an extra loaf. The Hanemile, even according to Mereima, that he says is Ksheo, Hanemile di Kaime Bidora di Uno. Hanemile di Kaime Bidora di Uno. The extra loaf is in the same there of the wounds. Now let's say so here I have on the right side, so yeah, and then here I have the Uno Mitzoyis, and here we have the Uno Hamispatzalat. So, Dora de Una would be, let's say, here is the Chituch of the Una Aruch of Avo, and here is the Chituch of the Una Mitzoyis. There is some space. But, normally, there is very little space. Suppose, in the space between the Una Aruch of Avo and the Una Mitzoyis, there would be more space, and interposed in that space, between the Una Aruch Rovo, there will be an extra Une. That would be Bidore de Une. That would be Bidore de Une. Or, let's say, between here is the Une Mtsoyis, and here is Une Mispatsalas, and here there is space. So suppose there will be an extra and additional Une interposed between this and this. So that's the Dora de Une. So according to Rove, even in such a case would be Mareima. And according to Mareima, there's a way past me to be Sheira. But if it's not the Dora de Une, if it's not in the Seda of the Une, so then it's straight. V'hanemile li kaimi mi Dora de Une. Avobeine ubeine tri. In other words, it became an expression. When a person talks nonsense. So sometimes we say, he doesn't talk with Dora de Une. So that, the expression, the origin of that expression is here. Here it's a connection with loaves of long. In other words, sometimes a person might say he's wrong. All right, you agree with that, you don't agree with that, But it makes sense of Apochas. So then he talks with Oradune. He talks with Oradune. And sometimes a person says something and it doesn't even make sense. So that means that he doesn't talk with Oradune. Those Velim who are very sharp, you know, in their description of certain swaras, like the Hachavailu. So if somebody said something that he didn't like, so he says, deployed us to rest with Oradune. I mean, so the expression is taken from this Gemara. V'hanemile v'kaim Doradune. Avuvene uvene trein. Now let's see the Rashi. Omer rabach l'tabach yishyotzim l'abayit. Mai omer lach nereima. Omer rabach l'tabach odarai l'kamei yom l'ayim v'shapir. Disvil rabach l'odorovi. V'hanemile yisera shema l'kaim Doradune. Avuvene vene. If it is not Doradune. So what does it mean, bene bene? It's interjacent. Now, the Nusa Devrode, so that's the next piece of the Gemara. That's the rose-like robe. This is not Midorodune. You see, all the Unes, you have on the right side here and the left side. So you have here, all the Unes, on the right side, on the right side. This is in the center, and here you have the right Unes, and here you have the left ones. But then here you have in the center. So you have here in the middle. You see, that's the vode, the rose like vode. And it's in effect, the kiss. The rose like vode, it looks like a rose. You see here in the center. So it's native to the right. It's close to the right. But it's not on the right side. It's native to the right. This is the what you have here. Kiss, you see. So that is the vode, the rose-like lobe of the lung. And it's in the center, but it's native, it's tilted, it's situated towards the right. Towards the right. So that's not in the Cheshbon Ones, because the regular Ones, you have it on the right side and you have it on the left side. And then in the center you have the rose-like lobe. The rose-like lobe. So Rashi says, Avo beine beine, if it's interjacent, if it's not with the Unes, so then even according to Marema Ritreid, kemumato la'arugo, kemunuse devrode. You see here, arugo, here, arugo. And there, beneath the arugo, that's the kiss, that's the sack, in which the rose-like loaf is contained. So, kianuze de vode, she ben shdi aruges no bako, oi she yeish achas beem tzaumu, al gabo, shaloi ki seida chituch edeim netreifu. Let's say, here you have the ume. Suppose you have on top of the ume, of the mother lung. So, you have an additional loaf, so then it will be treifu. Only if it's interposed between the chituchim of the respect of the two adjacent unes, then it's midoradune, it's not trei. But any other case, it's trei. Shdaruk is no matter. Oishi shachad them to melgabish like is a chituchadune trei. Alright. Ha'u beine beine. The also ikami the rabashi. So in other words, there was. So here the Gemara is according to Rashi. You see, our behemoths. So the average behemoth today has the rose-like lobe in the center, which is situated, it's tilted to the right, but it's really in the center, but it's tilted towards the right. So in our behemoths, so when I say our behemoths, I don't mean only now, let's say, in this year, but even hundreds of years ago, I mean, when the Rishayim, Rambam, the time of the Rambam, the time of Rabbi Netan, Rashi, Rabbi Ephraim, even 700 years ago, so, or more than 700 years ago, so 800 years ago, so it was different. So the average behemoth had the rose-like robe, the rose-like une in the center, that it was contained in a kiss. That is contained in the kiss. But according to Rashi, it appears that Bisman Chazal, the average behemoth, did not have this rose-like lobe in the center. The average behemoth did not have. But here there was this butcher. For the first time, he held something unusual. So, Hayi Beine Beine, that was this lobe that was interjacent. Beine Beine means interjacent. The Osori Kam Rav Ashi that was presented before Rav Ashi. And Rav Ashi saw it, and it appears, that's according to Rashi's Pshat. It's Rav Nefraim Ezra Adab Pshat. So according to Rashi, it means that there was a Shina Ateva. Between the Zman Chazal and the Zman Rishenim. In the Zman Rishenim, so every behemoth had the Vrode, the rose-like lobe in the center. But Bisman Chazal, so the average behemoth, usually a behemoth did not have this rose-like lobe. But here there was an aberration. There was a certain behemoth, the lobe of which had an additional lobe in the center that it was contained in his sack and everything. So he showed it to Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi mitzvah. So Rav Ashi wanted to be matrefet. Why? Because he said it. But didn't the Rema say that even an additional lobe is not matrefet? The answer is, but the Rema only said if the additional lobe is between Bidorad Une. What does Bidorad Une mean? Bidorad Une means between the chituche of the various unes. If it's interposed between the cut surface of this one, not between the cut surface of this one and the cut surface of this one, or between the cut here, if it is interposed here in the space between this one and that one, but the vrode is in the center, it's not interposed between the cut surface of one and the cut surface of the other. So maybe Rav Ashi wanted to be matrid, even though Rav Ashi agreed with Merimas Halacha, not with Rav. He still wanted to be matrid because that's not the Dora Deune. That's not the rule. So Rav Ashi mitzvah. Omol Ravune ba Maribye Kohane Chive Braise Hoche Yisrael. There's another Gersa, Kohane is a Braise. It doesn't make any difference. All these animals, or all these goats, if we are Gers, is a Braise. That grace in pasture happened. In other words, according to Rashi's Pshat, there was a Shinu Ateva. There was a Shinu Ateva. Why should there be such a Shinu Ateva in such a short time? In a thousand years, there should be a Shinu Ateva. But according to Rashi, there was a Shinu Ateva. So in other words, Bizman Chazal, the average behemoth did not have the broad. The rose-like lobe in the center to the right. But which behemoths did have this Man Chazal? Only many of those behemoths that were accustomed to graze on pasture all the time. So as a result of being re, benire, of grazing on pasture, so this rose-like lobe developed in them. This rose like lobe developed in them. And so in melee, it's not considered a real Yiseres. When do we say that the Yiseres, that is not Bidora Dune, is Matri, on the basis of Kol Yasake Notul Dome, if it is something that is aberrational, that is pathological, not normal. But here, it happens in all the behemoths that graze on pasture. So maybe it's not pathological, it's not aberrational. So maybe we cannot apply the aloche of Kol Yeseh Kinotodam. Kol Anechi Bebraise Ochisle, the Kol Itapre, the Butcher's Kolet, and the Nusene Vrod, the rose-like law. The Hanemile Migavoy. That is only if it is Migavoy. So it's kosher. If the rose-like law happens to be migavoye in front, avo, agabe, but it is in back. Migavoye means towards the lane, and migavo means towards the ribs. So when we say that the rose-like lobe that is in the behemoth So, is not matriv if it is in front. But if the lows like low would be towards the ribs, in back, not close to the heart, so then it would be trained. Avlagabe, if it is towards the ribs, towards the shetre, afilu kitreife, the asetreife, even if the additional rose like lobe is as small as a myrtle, as a leaf of a myrtle. It's very small. The olim of a hodis. So, very small. Even if it is as small as that, we still apply the aloha of kliyas kratuba. In other words, the size is not of importance. But, if it is not in the back, but in front, so then we don't apply the aloha of kliyas kratuba because it's not aberrational, because all the behemoths, that graze on pasture develop that kind of a rose-like growth. It's not good.
Don't they have a Musara or something like that?
What?
Don't they have a Musara that because they graze they get this kind of a...
Well, I mean, why would the Ravune say that? Because he knew that. All right. Price raised the infer, and the price raised the shmeme is, so there are two pshatim in price. One pshat is those that graze on pasture. That another pshat is all the behemoths that are very heavy. In other words, I mean, so the second pshat is easier to understand because. Some may like, they have an extra note. But those, they call it the first shot, that it means, those behemoths that graze on pasture, that means that he develops not from birth. It's not congenital, it wasn't born with it, but after the behemoth was born, it developed. And that sounds a little strange. I mean, that the behemoth, because of grazing in the pasture, it should develop an extra lobe. It sounds a little strange. But according to the second shot, it's not
saying
at all.
Maybe there would be a species within the same genus. In other words, this species, which is a grazer in the pasture,
I mean,
and not
species,
on the mountains.
How could a species?
You have mountains.
How could a species? How could one species change into another species?
You have mountain.
After the baby is born.
No, you have mountain goats, or you have field.
Yeah, but he says.
Or domestic.
Right. Okay. Could be. In other words, if we are gerais, let's say easy goats, so in other words, there is a certain species of goats that is only adapted to grazing on the pasture. So that means that the whole organism is a little different because they are adapted to grazing on the pasture. In other words, that's not a mountain goat, that's a different kind of goat. Could be. Alright, in Usek, when you saw in the town of the problem, so it's very weak, it's small, and it's also red. So that's why you call it rose, because rose is red.
Just
all the shalotes. So the Rabash in Yitzhate Shmamin Olavuch Uvehane Didon Diz Behuve Didu. Oh, so Rashi says, but today here from the Gemara it appears that it was unusual. Only in certain behemoths it appeared. So, and Ravashi wanted to be matrif, but today every behemoth has it. So, the Hane, the Don, these, the Hubli, the two. So, in other words, according to Rashi, there has been a Shina Teva. There has been a Shina Teva. Uvhane, the Don, these, the Hubli, the two, in Ishkaran, the Rayu, as we didn't say, Sheo. We say, Mishi Hoskun, the Sayamin, Mistalpilo, Badaya, who we said, so, so he says, the Hanididon, that most of the behemoths have it, most of the behemoths have it, not just a few behemoths, but most behemoths have it, so suppose one behemoth does not have it, it's also kosher, Rashi says. In view of the fact that Bizman Agmore, the Gemore had the machlekes as to whether a behemoth that has it is kshero or treifo. Ravashi held that it's treifo. And then the Gemore said, no, it's not treifo because it's not really aberrational. It's normal. It's normal. But usually, Bizman Agmore, a behemoth didn't even have the vode. And of course, the ordinary behemoth was kshero. So maybe even today, when you ordinarily a behemoth, the average behemoth has a vode, but treifo it wouldn't become. Since Bizman Chazal, it was usual not to have the vode. So even now, when it is usual to have a vode, but if the vode is missing, so maybe it's not treifo. V'yeshemim, and then the assembly say, not only that that does not make a treifo now. Rove said that we pass like coming. That if there is a chisoin, so then it is treifo. Suppose on the right side, normally, the long has three unes. Suppose on the right side, a certain long has only two unes, so it's treifo. But, so that some would say, suppose on the right side, the behemoth with the long has only two unes. But then there is the third one, the vode, even though the vode is not in the same order, it's not situated the same way, it's in the center, but it's mushroom, so it wouldn't be tight. That's already a big critic. So, the Shaykhim, Shechos, Rolim, Sayyamin, Mistaf, Rovadai, Hoyim, Yisais, Uvichuris, Abab, Mosasiki, Avon, Shamaiti, Vinadova, Nira, Beinai. So it's Rashi says, Rashi is made, that if a certain behemoth does not have the vode, it's also kosher. In view of the fact that it's man chazal, that was the normal thing, the very normal thing, the usual thing. So today, that it's not the usual thing, but we cannot call it abnormal, after all, it's man chazal, that was the usual thing. So today it's not a usual thing, but pathological. Aberrational it is. That's one din that Rashi says. Then Rashi mentions from the Chumash Ababli, another din, a big chiddush. That suppose on the right side the long has only two lobes, but instead it has in the center, it has the vode, so then it's also kosher. Because, and it cannot be, we cannot declare it as treifo on the basis of chaseyon, because the chisorin on the right side is compensated by the addition in the center. And after all, the center is towards the right. So it's mashlik. So Rashi is chilek on that Chumash Ababli. And he says, no, it cannot be mashlik. Because how can we mashlik? We have to have three unes situated similarly on the right side, not the two unes on the right side and one une in the center. So it cannot be mashlik. Abu Shemaite, another one, you know, I hear the kind of the day, he says, they saw who he is, Hasea is, but how would he get hold of it, Trefer, Uch Mishtak Takon, Tarti in Yusin. Oh, Uch Shemishtak Takon, Tarti in Yusin. So Rashi says, suppose today, where it's usual to have a Yusin in Brode, suppose a Yusin in Brode is missing, so it's clear. Now Rashi discusses another case. Suppose a certain behemoth happens to have two vodes, not one, but two. Two lobes in the center. Two lobes in the center. So Rashi says, Two rows like robes in the center. Shemaitim pidele azokim shenachu pidele ador. Rabbi Yehuda Rebbeuch v'chaveirot. V'mi pirish l'dayti. V'yira li sheyitreife. So Rashi's own shita is, if today, when, for the usual, if a certain pain elects, it does not have the brothers, so it's shale. Suppose it has two brothers, so then it's treife. So he said that the pain is pain. And here we cannot say, that Yiseiras is not Kshayo, is Kshayo. Because when does Merema say Yiseiras is Kshayo? That is, if it's Bidora Dune. But here, if it has two brothers, and both are situated in the center, so it's not Bidora Dune. Bidora Dune means interposed between the Chetuche Mune of one and the Chetuche Mune of the other. So Israel will be Lavuch and the Chode Gufe, the Chode Gufe, even when the Behemoth has only one brother. So the reason is why you are Masheret on Shemchana Price of Israel. Otherwise, it would be trade. But, so it's not abnormal to have one brother. But to have two brothers, that's certainly abnormal. So that is trade. Alright. Now let's see the thesis. Ishapcha Adonai Chodim Ksheiro Kosad Balaloch Ez Deilets. The Bueis Bishipulere that if there is a Bue at the extremity of the Rei, a cyst. We learned in the Gemara that a cyst is not matrid alone. And even if it has many cysts, as long as the cysts are not contiguous, so it's not matrid alone. When is it matrid the behemoth? When you have two contiguous cysts, but one cyst, and even several cysts, but isolated, not contiguous, so it's not matter. Not matter. So the halacha says, but if the cyst appears at the extremity, at the very end of the row, let's say here is the extremity of the row. Suppose there'll be a cyst here. At the extremity of the lobe, so the boy bishipula via the high bishipula emes or umes, or if it will be at the shipula at the extremity of the ume or the mother lobe itself, so tell you, upir shatam yichol yesa kinotu dame. In other words, why is it tell you? After all, we see from the more obvious membrane that only tarted the bue the smich la'adode, only two contiguous cysts, but one cyst. So it's not a treifa. So what difference does it make whether the cyst appears in the middle of the lung, or it appears on the extremity of the lung? So the halacha says, if it appears on the extremity of the lung, then it looks like an additional tiny lobe. If the cyst appears in the middle of the lung, so then it doesn't look like an additional lobe. But if it appears at the extremity of the lobe, so then it looks like an additional, but very small. So it doesn't make any difference whether large or small. An additional lobe that is not the Dora de Une is matter because called yes, I cannot do that. The boy in Shipolina and Shipolina in Shulun is trifle, appears now in Shulun. Vitaine, the Mayan Zaisal Zay. So, what is one thing to do with the other? Vihoshibu Yesa, Visei Freye, Ochanami Benza, Monefsha. If the fact that the cyst bulges out at the end of the lung makes it like as if it had an additional tiny lobe, so even if it appears in the middle, it should be considered as an additional tiny lobe. But maybe we have to isolate, because after all, two contiguous cysts also matter. So maybe if it is at the extremity of the lobe, so it looks like two contiguous. Seriously, so he says, no, we couldn't be matter on the basis of the fact that it looks like two contiguous. After all, the Gemara talks of the case where it's mamish took. It's one, but it melts a guitar, it's mamish like two. So you have to test. And if it empties out when you cut it You separate one from the other. So one empties into the other, then we consider it as one load. Allah has come with Hamo if you just have a single bue on the extremity of the load. So it's not be less gohua than the case where you have mamish too. But if one empties into the other, it's considered like one. The machshavim yichatel adoni shema atam. The reason of all of the is shein be say safely possibly okay. If the cyst is in the middle, so then it's not. We don't expect it to become perforated. But if it is at the end, and then there is a lot of stretching going on in the course of the day of the behemoth exercises, so mele is destined to be torn and to be perforated. We take the zoya, so she called the vrei and the kabbalah. All everything that Allah Taala says is the kabbalah. The chimpos kabbalah. The alshin, because that, in other words, that if there is a bue at the shipule of the loan, so then it is a treve. But he mentions one thing: the mahablenu konen pisrek sheir. If over that there is a streak of flesh, so then it's also kosher. The last way, in other words, Gemara says that if you have two contiguous cysts, and when you separate them with the thorn, one empties in the other, so that one is kshel. But if one doesn't empty out of the other, it's two and it's three. It's two and it's three. So in other words, so Rabbi Gershon says that even if there is a slight separation, a slight cleft between one cyst and the other, it's still a trait. Therefore, Yeshev to be named Chod Asar a trait. Mashma be, ki be named Kishnei Chotim, Yechosh Shiv Esmicha Adod El Kshel. So it's Mashma. Only there is one Chod Asar between them, separating. But suppose you have more than one Chod Asar, you have two Chod Asar, then it's considered separated and isolated, cis, not contiguous. So then it's not trait. Because of Rabbeinu Yehudeh, Dav kebue sheyesh bem mugle, avo tzmochen koshi, afil smicha is ksheir. So when we say that two contiguous bois, so is matter with the himo, that is, if the two abues is a cyst, an abscess. So if the two abscesses have possible, so then dawachi is that if you have two contiguous abscesses says that have pus in them, it's right. But suppose they do not have any pus, but they just have tumors, so avot smochim koshi afil smicha kshir, even if they are contiguous, it's still kshir. V'chim kshir shamishim kol ani di praiso achinsle. The Orch and the Omar, the Bene. Three fair Heinrich and the Harbe. When they more than Nusse the Brode. Pure the Pundres, the Finish Tank from the Art, the Trave, the Lisera, the Bene Bene, the Rabuche, the Chodigup, the Achse, the Mishmuchalani, the Price of Hinslu, Vim, the Achila Achase. So that is Rashi. Now Rabbi Ephraim is Chirik and the Hogan. According to Rashi, we have to say there was a Shinu Ateva. Bisman Chazal, so the average Behemoth did not have the Vrode, and then thousands of years later, Bisman Rishani, so they developed Ivode. According to Rabbi Ephraim, there was no Shinu Ateva. So Bisman Chazal, it was the way it is now, that the average behemoth had the rose-like body. So why did why did Rav Asher try to be matriv? And then Rav Huna so corrected him, and he said, "Kolam achi lebraise," because here we are dealing with the case where there were two brothers, not one. One brother, so his man Chazal was not considered as a problem, and Rav Asher never tried to be matriv with one brother, but here it was a case of two brothers, because normally a behemoth has one brother. Suppose you have two brothers like that in the center, contained in his head. So that was the case of that butcher. So Rav Asher wanted to be matriv because Kol Yeser Kinok Dami. So then Rav Huna Barivye told him, "No, don't be matriv, because all those behemoths that graze on the pasture, all those goats, so they graze on the pasture, so they have this kind of thing. I mean, two rose-like loaves." Rav Nefrai Meimeir, the Lachas Loyim Mekwan in the Brayis of Israel, for he saw the Rav Asher Mitrepe, the Okur Israel, and Rav Nefrai Mischelik HaRashi, where is the Konik Rashi? There was a Shina Teva, a Konik Rav Nefrai, there was no Shina Teva. And the Bade Afim Shnai Kol HaNishel, Mishim Dan in the Brayis of Israel, Ufichoch, Meimei Afil Achas Reifo. So in other words, there is a Machlekes between Rashi and Rav Nefrai. And one says just the reverse of the other. According to Rashi today, that it's usual for a behemoth to have a rose-like robe. So you may say, according to Rashi, if today, according to Rashi, that it is you, even though it is usual today to have a rose-like robe, but since we may chazal, so the average behemoth did not have a rose-like robe, so maybe even today, if a certain behemoth will not have any rose-like robe, it will still be kshayon. It'll be kshayon. Mashin kine kontra bnei Ephraim. So there was no shinat ever. So, and the whole Gemara deals with the case where it has two rows like rows. But the Gemara doesn't say anything about no rows like rows. So, the Mele, coming from the fire, if the Behemo will have the rows like lobe missing, then to the tree. So, according to the fire, if it has no lobe like, rows like lobe, so it's a tray for, according to Rashi, it is a kshel. Then, according to Rabbi Ephraim, the whole Gemara deals when it has two rows like robes. So it's kshel. According to Rabbi Ephraim, according to Rashi, the whole Gemara deals with the behemoth that has no rows like robes. So the Mele, if it has two rows like robes, according to Rashi, it is playful. A contra Ephraim. So the Gemara deals with the behemoth that has two. So maybe today too, if the behemoth will have two brothers. So if the behemoth will have two brothers, so it will not be playful. Rav Ephraim may never have a husband in Christ or Israel. When you see Rav Ashmi, the Kuli Israel, and what after all, Shnaim, come to Shem, Shnaim, in Christ or Israel. Or Picha, in the Lachlach, as faithful. So far we see two shittes. Rashi shitte is no vrode is kshero today, two vrodes is straight. According to the fine just reverse. Two vrodes is kshero, no vrode is straight. And then there is a shittes of shaming that in either case it's kshero. If it has no vrodes, so it's kshero, and if it has two vrodes, It's also. So Tensis wants to mention a Raya from Sefer Gemores that there is such a phenomenon as Nishtanata, because the Gemara in Prayer says that if a poor who is Bashleish of 3 years old gave birth to a vlad, so then it certainly is a pro. Why? Because if it hadn't been a pro, so that means So that means that it already gave birth. A behemoth wouldn't give birth before it's 3 years old. That's how it appears. But we see today the Mitzvah is not like that. And then, so we see that there are behemoths that can give birth to a child even before they are 3 years old. So how can we draw the conclusion that since the behemoth gave birth while it was 3 years old, that it certainly, if Paul, maybe one child it had, it gave birth to one child when it was 2 years old, and then when it became 3 years old, it gave birth to another child. So since the Gemara says that it's a raya, that it's a Paul, so it's a raya that there has been ishtana teva. Im lo yishanei ma'ad ha-shiyu v'bishon ha-shniyo ta-shishkecho v'shiyu v'tiyo t'shon ha-shnasavis. V'yamed doba t'rabash, gerash, not like an Ephraim. ליקומא ביקור מיתפקין נוסה לברוד מה שבקי פירושי דין שום עליהיב ומסתם הכלל נעימה ביקורי השניו ובכל מוקים שיסרו ותחייפו ומחוץ אחס מונס אינו נוסו מסתרף את רשת ובי קרש אומר רבך If the reye is resembles wood, a log of wood, so it's treif. What does it mean if a reye, if a long, resembles wood? In what sense does it resemble wood to make it treif? Ikedamu bechazusi. The Samu say that what Rav Chaim means is that if the reye in its appearance resembles wood, so it's treif. The ikedamu begishte. That what Rav Chaim means is if the reye, when you touch it, you feel it like wood, in other words, hard. So, Gemara will explain it. So, then it's straight. So, Ikedam redinifich. So, in other words, what does it mean, Chazus? So, that some would say that means that when you inflate it, so when you inflate it, so it becomes hard like wood. So then it's straight. V'ike de amre di prize. Ike de amre di prize. In other words, that it's hard when you touch it. That's what it means. V'gish. Alright. Omarov. V'ike de amre di shie. Dil ez echituch ha di rene. Or it means when one motion says v'gish, that it resembles wood in its touch. So it's straightforward, it means that if it has no cut surfaces, because the achituch adune, so suppose it doesn't have it, so then it's straight. Omaro ve kikuch lekshero, kidyuse, straightforward. If the mare of the long is blue, so it's kosher. If it is like ink, black like ink, so it's very. Don't make a panine. Show her odomo. Elo shaloko. Yereko, ksheom ramnos. Adumak shem ramnos. Titan ramnos name. Parakos lachlik rayam. Was he shahar of Fanai? She malted no rich. She knew mace. She knew of Fanai's jordi. Maltil of Bittamtin Lachiv of the Dome. If Tilim Oloy say. So they said first, he was very anemic, the baby. But then Ramnosin told the mother should wait until the anemia will be reduced to a minimum, so then you'll be able to be married. So the question is, should we have a breeze or you should not have a breeze? Now, Yorick here, as Stiglitz points out, sometimes Yorick in the Gemara in Medrash has the meaning of blue, sometimes there's a meaning of green, and sometimes there's a meaning of yellow. We had it in Ksuvis yesterday. So, but here we have it too. So, Yorick is an ambiguous term. It can mean three different things. It can mean blue, it can mean green, it can mean yellow. Yellow. So he was yellow. He tzatzibay Vloi vidam vis, omalti loi bityam tino yaji polidomei. So he told them not to be mal until the blood will be in full circulation. Him tino le yum molo isi, vichoyo, vayakere isi nos na bavis al shmoi. So the baby was called after him. Omar afkane, ki kvei de cheiro, even longer the baby has a certain condition, has a certain condition that it looks like liver, so it's kshero. And kibisra treifo, but suppose it looks like ordinary meat, so it's treifo. I mean, these, they have special names in medicine. I mean, so if the liver looks like liver, if the lung looks like liver, so then it's called hepatization of the lung, and that's a special sickness. So, but it's kshero. And if it looks like flesh, like basar, it's called calcification of the lung. That's a very serious disease. That means that the lung has deteriorated considerably. If it looks like ordinary basar, calcification of the lung, so then it's treif. We simonach in order to remember in what state it is treif and what state it's not treif. Ubosa basode treifa. So then that will make us remember that only when the lung is like bosa, by always thinking of the pasuk ubosa basode treifa tzchel. Omer avsham ebrei dorave. Hay rei didam yeki ki kshuse. If the rei looks like kaskata uchmeruka, like crocus, uchmein biyisa, like an egg, is yellow, like an egg, yoluk of an egg is treif. But you say that your egg is kosher, so that is kikase. So in other words, if it's green, so then it's kosher. Omer Rabine, otum bereya maisin on sakine vikamin alo. Iyeis b'mugle. If we find the blockage in the reya, there is a blockage in the reya. It's otum. So we bring isaki and we open it. If we see that there is pus, so the blockage is attributable to the pus, so it's not right. So we don't have to be chashish, maybe there is a nekif in the room. But you ask, if there is no nekif, how is it that there is a blockage? So the answer is because of the pus. Viloi, but if we don't see pus, so masvin legatra. So we have to put either a feather or a spittle. Imi badri, if it produces bubbles, starts bubbling shale. So that's a raya, that there is no nekir, and that there is no, since there is no bubbling, that means no air enters. So that means there is no nekir. Imloi, but if it does bubble, so then it's a raya. Why does it bubble? Because there is a nekir. Alright, we'll leave it here. Now, for next time, for Monday, up to the Gemara, at the Tesson Valley, Reb Shimon in the Rachatinoke.
Tav Sivan, Hashanah Tav Shem, Mem Aleph, June 22nd, 1981.
At the beginning of Mem Zayin Amud Beis, Omar Rafkam, the second line. Now, we didn't even learn the cases of Kol Ayin Ize Braise Hoche Yisrael. Now, Rashi says it's and Gemore, it pertains to the Gemore Amud Beis, but the Rashi is Amud Aleph, so we didn't go over it. Last time, when Gemara says, "V'hanem mila migavoy, avol agabo afilu kitalfe de'asetreif." Only when it's in front, but if it is in back towards the ribs, so then even if it is as large, as small as the a myrtle leaf, that's very small, so it's also treif. Now. So Rashi says, in explaining the Gemara, V'ha'an omed alev, v'hane mila migavoye mitachas. Now, migavoye really means in front, not beneath. But why does Rashi say mitachas? Because Rashi's shita is that this whole Gemara, now there is a machlekes Rashi, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves on one hand and the Rambam on the other. According to Rashi and Teisves, in the Rosh, when the Gemara says, Ve'hane mile migavoy, said that means Yiseres, if there is an excess, if there is an excess of an ene, of a lobe, of a lung, so it's kosher. So according to Rashi and Tesis and the Rosh, it only has reference when we say that it's alright, it is only when it's migavoy. So migavoy it's alright, so it only has reference to the rose-like lobe, the body. So there, mikamoye, it's alright. But suppose it's not a rose-like lobe. It's not a rose-like lobe. Any other one, even mikamoye, is straight. According to Rashi and Tesis. So, now let's see what Tesis says. All the goats who graze outside in pasture have the rose-like lobe. Where do they have it? Those goats that graze in the outside pasture, where do they have the vrode, the rose-like lobe? They have it towards the right, not towards the left. Now, here is the diagram. So you see, here is the right, and here is the left. So here is the right ume, and here are the three right unes, ears of the long. So where is the rose like une? The vode is here. It's in the center, but it is towards the right, not towards the left. Towards the left. And this une, the rose like lobe, it's in the center, but it's beneath the unes, really. In other words, if this is the une, so then in the center, it's beneath the right unes. And the right une really overlap the rose-like une. So that's why Rashi says, that v'hane mila migavoye, in front, le'afuke, if it's in back, towards the ribs. But we shouldn't think that migavoye, so it's all right, no matter how it is situated. So Rashi says, migavoye in front, it is all right, if it is mitachas, if it is beneath the ume and the une, or the right une and the right une. So then it's a natural thing, so it's alright. But if it's not beneath, if it's not mitachas, So then it's not a natural way to be located that way. So Memele, then it is straight. So because Rashi Shita is that when we say Hanemile Migavoye, it doesn't mean any une that is a Iseres une in front is alright. It's only in respect to the Vrode that the Vrode, so if the Vrode is situated in front towards the heart, so then it's alright. Why? Because that's natural. It's not aberrational. But even if the Vrode, the rose-like robe itself will be situated near the ribs, so then it's aberrational. So it's straight. It's straight. But if Rashi Shita had been like the Rambam, now the Rambam Shita is that Nikamo, Yiseres Nikamo is kosher even in any other robe, not after the Vrode. Perikres Mechashchita Aloha Dalet. Nitoi Suho Oineis Biminyono Im Hoiso Oizen Aiseiro Bitzad Oineis. Oy, that's bidored une. Oy, mlifnei orei. She umas alei muteres. But that's not Rashi and Tesis and Roshi. In other words, so there are two gemores. One gemore is Daphnim Zayin Omed Aleph, when the gemore says, Les ilches e kabose di rove bi yiseres. Ve hanu mile di kaime bidored une. Avu beine treif. So less yuches akavos the rove. So that means if you have an additional lobe and it's bidored une, it's between the, let's say, here is the uno aruch lobe, here is the uno and tzoyis, and there is in the space between the uno aruch lobe and the uno and tzoyis, there is an additional une, so it's all right. That's bidored une. That's one gemara. So that everybody agrees that if you have an additional une between the chituch and the une, in other words, between in the space between the una aruch ha'oro and the uno and tzoyis, or if you have an additional une in between the uno and tzoyis and the una mispatzales, you see here is the uno and tzoyis, here is the uno hamispatzales, and here there is space. Suppose you have an additional une interposed in the space between the une and tzoyis and the une and spatzales, it's kosher. That's bidored une. But then there is another gemara. That's the gemara. What the gemara says? The gemara says, "V'hane mile kol hane chivye braise hoche yisrei v'kol etapchi minuse divrode v'hane mile migavoye in front, not." If it's Abel Agabo, Agabo means in the back, towards the ribs. And Mikavoye means in front, not towards the heart. This is Mikavoye. Here is Algabo. So according to Rashi and Tesis and the Rosh, the second Gemore is limited, has reference only to the Vrode. To the Vrode. According to the Rambam, the second Gemore also has reference not only to the Vrode, but to any additional une. So in other words, according to the Rambam, so that's why the Rambam mentions in Perik Ches Halacha Dalet, Niteisu hoy uneis b'minyonam, im hoyso eizen ha'yiseiro, the additional ear of the long, b'tzad ha'enis, that's the first Gemore of Bidored Une. In other words, if there will be an additional une here, in the space between the una aruch ha'oro and the una mitzoyis, or in the space between the una mitzoyis and the una mispatzales, or in the space between the, on the left side, between the uno mishuch ha'kecheit and the uno elyeinu. So then it's not right. But then there is another Gemara. Is not limited only to the Vode, to any Une that is in front. But according to Rashi, the second Gemara has reference only to the Vode. So why the Vode Mikavoye is alive? Because it's natural. So where is it natural? In front, not towards the ribs, in the heart, but beneath the unis, because that's how the vode is situated. This is in the center, and it's beneath. If let's say, if there are two unis, here, so then beneath these unis will be the vode. So that's why Rashi says mitachas. All right. Now, Kol Ani is a Brais Och Yisrael, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Kol Ani is a Brais Och Yisrael. V'hoche, v'hode Omar, v'beine beine treife, that is, it's interjacent. So it's treife, v'hayne heiche b'gdei lo halve. When it's a real une, an additional real une, v'hine deime lo anunuse de vrode. And it's not deime to anunuse de vrode. So, because that's very small. So, pirish bekuntres, dechen nishtakchen, tarte. In other words, even if it happens, what's the natural position of the anunuse de vrode, the rose like? So, to be located here. But, this is relatively small. Look, I mean, the whole, it is in a kiss, in a sack, and it's relatively small. I mean, the other unes are much larger than the rose-like uni. So when do we say that mikamoy? So it's ksheo, because Tesis, Shite, and Rashi Shite is that this aloche, that mikamoy in front is ksheo, only applies to the body. So when is it considered like a rose-like globe if it's relatively small? But if it's big, if it is as big as the other lobes, so then it's not considered as a rose-like body. So then it will be treif. So that's what Jesus says. We hold the Omar the bein treif by the deal of harve when the deal of nusin the body. Pirush bekuntres van the pirush bekuntres the chenishtakchen tarte the treif do yiseres the bein ubeine. Lav uche, the chodi gupe lo yachsher, el mishmin cholhani is a price of ochi Israel. Vi mein lo afil achas is kshe. So Rashi Shittin is that if the lungs don't have even one vode, so then it's kshe. Because Rav Asher wanted to be matri. Rav Asher wanted to be matri if a behemoth that had one vode. So, usually, most behemoths in the time of Rav Asher did not have even one body. So, Amima told him, Ravune Bar-Mariv, he told him, that Kol Anechi Bebraise Och in Israel. So it's kosher, if it has one. But, so only if it has one. So the Chiddush of Ravune Bar-Mariv, he was that it's kosher. But suppose it has two? So eternally trained, because after all we have Allah of Kol Yesak and Otodami. Rabashi had this Al-Kedai Toch to be Matri if it has one. Alright, so that's kosher, because that's not aberrational. But if it has two, then it's certainly aberrational. So then, it's trained. That's according to Rashi. So,